really great to see so many of you today. It is. It's always a crazy day when the weather forecast is for 2 or 3 or 4 days talking about how bad it's going to be, and you just don't know what to do. So it's great to have you here. We pray God's blessings. Hope and pray that everyone continues to be safe and can make it home safely. It was amazing, as always. The people in our congregation that lived the farthest away were the first ones here today. Always works that way, so thanks be to God for that. A couple of words on our worship service for today. First of all, not only are we observing the second Sunday of Epiphany, but also we're having a mission festival today. Things are a little bit different with the weather. The soup dinner's been postponed for a couple of weeks, but we will have a presentation during the Sunday school time with Pastor Morundi's work with the seminary in South Africa. And so if at all possible, please stick around for that, and you'll have a great opportunity to hear about the work of the Lutheran Church in South Africa and ways that we can help, encourage, and support them. Our opening hymn is number 507, Holy, Holy, Holy. We are an unholy people, and God is a thrice holy God. That's bad news. The good news is we have a Jesus, a Savior, who comes between that holy God and an unholy people. That's why we celebrate that Epiphany today. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service Setting 3, page 184 and following. We have a worship insert for the day. The readings are on one side, the propers are on the other. You'll note the mission nature of the hymns, but also our focus will be on the epistle reading from Romans chapter 12. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank You that You have revealed Yourself to us in the person and work of Jesus Christ. We thank You that You have delivered forgiveness, life, and salvation to us in the baptismal font. And Heavenly Father, as we rejoice in the forgiveness that only You can provide, help us to live in that forgiveness, and to spread that good news, that gospel, to the four corners of the world. Lord God, all these things we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen to take away the sin of the world. Amen. Amen. Hymn 507. page 184. Page 184. Please stand as you're able. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing together the intro appointed for the day.
All the earth worships you and sings praises to you. They sing praises to your
upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high. Almighty and everlasting God, who governs all things in heaven and on earth, mercifully hear the prayers of your people and grant us your peace through all our days. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Continue with the readings. Please be seated.
The Old Testament. Moses said to the Lord, "See, you say to me, bring up this people, but you have not let me know whom you have sent with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name. Now, therefore, if I have found favor in your sight, please show me now your ways, that I may know you in order to find favor in your sight. Consider, too, that this nation is your people." And he said, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." And he said to him, "If your presence will not go with me, do not bring us up from here. For how shall it be known that I have found favor in your sight, I and your people? Is it not in your going with us, so that we are distinct, I and your people, from every people on the face of the earth?" And the Lord said to Moses, "This very thing that you have spoken, I will do, for you have found favor in my sight, and I know you by name." Moses said, "Please show me your glory." He said, "I will make all my goodness pass before you, and will proclaim before you my name, the Lord. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. But," he said, "you cannot see my face, for man shall not see me and live." And the Lord said, "Behold, there is a place by me where you shall stand on the rock. While my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take away my hand and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Disciples believed in him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. Grace, mercy, peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Text for our sermon this morning is the epistle lesson just read from the 12th chapter of Paul's letter to the Church of God in Rome, dear friends in Christ. Jesus is the one with the gift of prophecy, as he proclaimed to us the will of God, especially God's plan of salvation through his Son. Jesus is the one with the gift of service, as he came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Jesus is the one with the gift of teaching, as he taught all who would listen about the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God that was breaking into this world as light in a dark place. Jesus is the one with the gift of exhortation, as he calls on us to repent, to turn away from our sins, and believe in the redemption that he has brought. Jesus is the one with the gift of contribution, as he gave all that he had, laying aside his glory and taking up humility to walk this earth humbly. And then even laying aside that, laying aside his life into death for you and for me. Jesus is the one with the gift of ruling, as he is the head of his body, the church, leading and guiding her to green pastures and quiet waters, where he will wipe every tear from all eyes. Jesus is the one with the gift of showing mercy, divine mercy, overflowing mercy, as he gives us not what we deserve, but he takes what we deserve upon himself, our judgment, our punishment upon himself, and destroys it at the cross. Jesus the one who possesses every spiritual gift. They are his. And they are his perfectly, in full and complete measure. And then he who possesses every spiritual gift then delights to give them away to you and to me. You see, this seems kind of obvious, but I think we lose sight of it. Spiritual gifts are just that. Gifts. They are not ours. They do not belong to us. They're given to us from the bounty of the one who possesses them in himself. And he gives them to us in abundance, and we are stewards. We are not owners. He gives them to each and every Christian individually for the use of the good of the body of Christ. As St. Paul tells us, having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy in proportion to our faith, if service in our serving, the one who teaches in his teaching, the one who exhorts in his exhortation, the one who contributes in generosity, the one who leads with zeal, the one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness. Spiritual gifts are given on an individual basis to each person, as Jesus, the possessor of every spiritual gift, sees fit. Different gifts are given to different people. And the same gift is not given in the same way to any two Christians. Jesus gives them in exactly the way that they are needed. Not for our own good, but for the good of the body of Christ. And the good of a world trapped in the darkness of sin. Spiritual gifts are not given for the purposes of pride, to puff out chests and inflate egos, to lead us to look down upon those we don't feel are quite as gifted as we are. Paul warns against such arrogance at the end of our text. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Now, I'm just old enough, or maybe young enough, to remember the fervor, really the nonsense, that once accompanied the subject of spiritual gifts. It was once quite trendy, and a quick Google search will show you that it is still quite trendy in many places, for churches to give out spiritual gift inventories to help you identify your gifts, and then give you an opportunity to use those gifts in some role within the church. This was a Christian version of something else that is quite popular: personality tests and career tests. You find your gift and we'll find you the job. You see, then, spiritual gifts become really a mystery. Something that I can't find out unless I get the proper test. Often, and I saw this in my brief research this week, the language of discovery is used, as if we receive gifts that we know nothing about, and Jesus has hidden them, that we got to go find them and figure them out. Spiritual gifts, instead of being received as a gift, are then a source of pride. As we identify for ourselves, using the help of a test, what gifts we have, and then we demand that others recognize them. Spiritual gifts are then simply a synonym for personality strengths that I must be allowed to exercise in the way that I think they should be used. But I think the most devastating thing about these spiritual gift inventories is that spiritual gifts are then set up against and above our vocations. The vocations that God has called us to be in. They are used as excuses to leave vocations that God has put us in, or else to seek out vocations He has not given. Scripture quite clearly in several places forbids a woman from being a pastor. But many sought out that office after a spiritual gift inventory identified the gifts that were supposedly required. Such a perspective on spiritual gifts is completely contrary to what Paul is talking about in our text. Spiritual gifts are not given for the self. They are not given for our own good. They are not given to benefit our own life, to exalt ourselves in the eyes of others, or as leverage for church offices. Spiritual gifts don't belong to us. They are not our possession. Jesus possesses them all, and He gives them how and in what measure He wishes. All for the good of the body. His body, the church, and the extension of the kingdom of God throughout the world. And so the question should not be, what spiritual gift do I have? But instead, where has God put me? What vocation has He given to me? And what has He given me to do in that vocation? The spiritual gifts that Paul lists here, they're all general. They're actually quite generic. And I think that's the point. The focus isn't on the gifts themselves. The focus is on the giver. And the focus is on using what that giver has given you, whatever it is, for the good of the body. In whatever vocation He has given you. In genuine love for the neighbor. As St. Paul says, let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Jesus gives spiritual gifts to individuals for the good of the body. In each and every place, to show love to our brothers and sisters in our congregation and all around the world. You see, He gives gifts to you and to me. The spiritual gifts, the kind of ones listed in our text, and also material gifts, to supply what others lack, what is needed in the body of Christ. He uses us in our vocation. He uses us according to the gifts He has given to us, as we, hearing the exhortation of St. Paul, contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. What we have, what gifts have been given to us, we use to supply what is lacking among others, trusting that God will then use others to supply what we lack. Now, this happens in a congregation, as the body of Christ comes together to educate our children, to maintain a building, to spread the gospel, not only the direct preaching of the word from this pulpit, but all those who support it in numerous ways, who put it on the airwaves, who get it out, who take it into their own lives and speak it to their neighbors in their vocations. A Christian congregation is an assembly of saints with different gifts, each using them for the good of the body. Each one supplying what others lack. Each and every member is vital. Each is blessed individually for the good of the whole. Each one of you is blessed individually for the good of the whole. Now, we see this on a much larger scale when we look at a church body, or the Christian church, the body of Christ, spread throughout the world. Individuals, congregations, and even church bodies in love supply what others lack, all using their gifts for the good of the body and the extension of the kingdom of God. Lutheran Theological Seminary in Pretoria, South Africa, has students, men who wish to become pastors and spread the gospel in their native land, men who hunger and thirst to learn more about the Word of God, who hunger and thirst for Lutheran theology. But what don't they have? They don't have enough teachers. They don't have enough resources and materials. They don't have enough money. What do we have? We have men who can teach. We have the books. We've been blessed to live in a prosperous land. We can, at least in part, supply what they need. That is what mission work is really all about. We supply what others lack. And what does this world especially lack? The gospel. The word, the sacraments, baptism, the Lord's Supper. This world lacks Jesus. And He is the greatest spiritual gift, and that is what we give to a world in darkness. But we shouldn't pretend, we shouldn't be arrogant enough to think that we then have only to give and nothing to receive. We are not left unchanged. But others supply what we lack, exhorting us to be faithful to God's Word and cling to the Lutheran confessions. And they refresh us with their zeal to know and to learn more about the truths of the faith. This exchange of love in the body of Christ is a source of joy, because we're not looking to our own pride, our own ego, but to the good of others. St. Paul encourages us, "Do not be slothful in zeal, be fervent in spirit, serve the Lord, rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer, bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight." The church is a body, and we do not exalt ourselves over against other members of the body. We do not look down in pride upon others for any deficiency they may have. But with joy, we seek their good. For we are all loved by a God who seeks our good. It is His love first shown to us that we then show to the world. Jesus is the one whose love is genuine, never false, never fake, never a show, but always sincere, always honest, always true. Jesus is the one who abhorred all evil, refusing to give in to Satan's temptations, refusing to abandon the road of the cross, but instead chose what is good for us, His death in our place on a Friday we still call good. Jesus is the one who loves us with a brotherly affection, for we have been made His brothers and sisters by our baptism into His name. Jesus is the one who shows honor to all, especially the lowly, especially the downtrodden, especially those abandoned by the world. Jesus is the one whose zeal is never slothful, but is fervent in His service of you and me, pouring out His love and His forgiveness in manifold ways. Jesus is the one who rejoiced in the hope of His Father's vindication, who was patient in the tribulations inflicted upon Him for your sake, who cried out to His Father in prayer and was heard. Jesus is the one who contributes all that He has for the needs of the saints, and He shows hospitality to us, calling on us to take shelter under His wings. Jesus is the one who blessed those who persecuted Him, who cried out to His Father for their forgiveness as they nailed Him to the tree. Jesus is the one who rejoices with you who rejoice, who celebrate the gifts and blessings that flow from a generous God. And He is the one who weeps with you who weep as you face the struggles and the challenges of a fallen world. Jesus is the one who is never haughty, who is not embarrassed to associate with sinners. In fact, He never associates with anyone else. He associates with sinners in order to forgive them. He associates with you. He forgives you because He loves you. He gives every gift in full measure because He has every gift in full measure. He has fulfilled every exhortation on your behalf. His love, it's genuine. And it will never fail, for it is His greatest gift. In the name of Jesus, amen. We stand and we sing the offertory, found on page 192.
That you would participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of forgiveness in Christ would be yours today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and our offerings. Continue now with the prayers of the church. Please stand. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. In addition to the prayer requests in our news and notes, we pray for Good Shepherd member Laura Lee Novak, who was hospitalized following a fall, but has now returned home. We pray. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, how awesome are Your deeds! For it pleased You to send Your Son into our world to rescue us from sin, death, and the devil. Fill us with Your Holy Spirit, that we might cling in faith to Jesus Christ, our Bridegroom, and receive from Him the divine gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation, which He lovingly delivers to us. Lord, in Your mercy, Heavenly Father, as You have given us the greatest gift of all in the gift of Your Son, help us now in humility, in service, live our life in You, using the gifts that You have given us, not to glorify ourselves or to pad our ego, but help us to use our gifts in service toward one another. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, bestow Your blessings upon our synodical president, our district president, our circuit visitor, and all pastors in Christ, that the Holy Gospel may be preached among us in its purity, and the Holy Sacraments be administered among us according to Christ's institution. Heavenly Father, we ask Your blessings wherever problems arise in the church. We ask a special measure of Your grace upon St. Paul Lutheran Church in Beatrice and their voters' meeting this afternoon. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful Father, we give You humble thanks for instituting the estate of holy marriage and for the blessings of families. Heavenly Father, help us that these gifts would be cherished and honored not only in our society, but by us. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious Lord, You provide for all of our needs of body and soul. From Your bountiful goodness, we receive our daily bread. Create in us grateful hearts, not to treat our gifts and our daily bread as idols, but to receive all that You provide with thanksgiving to the praise of Your name. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, grant wisdom to all who are in authority over us at the federal, state, and local levels. Supply them with Your blessing, that they may be inclined to Your will and walk according to Your commandments. Bless all those who serve in the armed forces, that they would serve with integrity and honor. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, behold with tender mercy all those who are sick, hospitalized, undergoing treatment, preparing for surgery, or suffering in any way. Heavenly Father, bless them, that they would know the consolation of Your love in Jesus Christ and be strengthened to endure. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful Lord, grant that Your Holy Spirit would be a blessing to all those who come this day to Your holy altar, that they may receive the sacrament of Christ's very body and blood in repentance and faith, and to their abundant blessing. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious God, Heavenly Father, bless us that we would be good stewards of Your gifts. Help us that the gospel would be proclaimed in and around Lincoln and to the four corners of the world. Bless our daughter congregation in Hickman. Bless the missionaries that we support, especially Dr. Allman in Germany and Reverend Preuss in the Dominican Republic. And today we ask for a special measure of Your blessing upon St. Philip Lutheran Mission Society, serving the Lutheran Seminary in South Africa. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
We continue now with the service of the sacrament, page 194 and following. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet right and
right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For what has been hidden from before the foundation of the world, you have made known to the nations in your Son, in Him, being found in the substance of our mortal nature. You have manifested the fullness of your glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
strengthen and preserve you in both body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven. Amen. We stand and sing the Nunc Dimittis, page 199. Thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Let us pray. We give thanks to You, Almighty God, that You have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore that of Your mercy, You would strengthen us through the same in faith towards You and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.
Remain standing for the common doxology. Welcome in the name of Jesus. What a great gift-giving God we have, who gives and gives and gives and gives, even though sometimes we're not very appreciative and not very good stewards. But God keeps giving. Thanks be to God. Those of you that have been ushering and eldering and all that, what's it doing outside? Nothing? Okay, well, we'll just keep right on going then. Invited for coffee and goodies in the fellowship hall. We've got one special presentation today for adults, and that is the mission presentation by Pastor Morundi. We'll find out more about